And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 1st of May, 2014. May Day, celebrated in many countries as Labor Day. It was in 1886, May Day. Unions around the country went on strike in support of an 8-hour workday. It was a big national holiday in the Soviet Union, and in many places, a celebration of spring and fertility. In medieval England, people gathered flowers to bring in the May. They put up a maypole. The Celts built bonfires on May Day. In Germany, it was the day of a pagan festival that was assimilated by the Christian church and turned into the feast day of St. Walpurgis. And the night before, Walpurgisnacht, still celebrated in parts of rural Germany as a kind of Valentine's Day. 1786, on this day, Mozart's opera The Marriage of Figaro had its premiere in Vienna. Story of a single day in the palace of Count Almaviva, who tries to seduce Susanna, who's the young fiancée of the court valet Figaro. The cast for opening night of The Marriage of Figaro included an Irish tenor named Michael Kelly, who later wrote, "I can still see Mozart dressed in his red fur hat, trimmed with gold, standing on the stage with the orchestra at the first rehearsal, beating time for the music. The players on the stage and in the orchestra were electrified." It's the birthday of Joseph Heller, born 1923, in Brooklyn, who was working at an advertising agency when he came up with the first line of a novel. It was love at first sight. The first time he saw the chaplain, Yossarian fell madly in love with him. And Joseph Heller went on to finish his novel, which came to be called Catch 22, though at first it was called Catch 18. The title has now entered common speech, Catch 22, as a description of an unsolvable logical dilemma, a vicious circle. It was on this day, 1956, Jonas Salk's polio vaccine was made available to the public for the first time, using a dead polio virus. Another scientist, Albert Sabin, developed an oral vaccine using a live virus. The mass inoculations against the disease largely eradicated polio on Earth. Franklin D. Roosevelt was commonly believed to have had polio, but a review of his case in 2003 determined that he most likely suffered from Guillain-Barré syndrome. And today is the birthday of the astrophysicist Joseph Allen Hynek, born Chicago, 1910. Best known for his work studying UFOs, he came to be called a ufologist, unidentified flying objects. It was Hynek who came up with the term close encounter, which inspired the hit movie of 1977, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, a movie that Hynek served as a consultant to. Here's a poem for today, a little lyric by an unknown author entitled The Pig. It was the 1st of May, a lovely warm spring day. I was strolling down the street in drunken pride, but my knees were all aflutter, and I landed in the gutter, and a pig came up and lay down by my side. As I lay there in the gutter, thinking thoughts I could not utter, a lady passing by did softly say, "You can tell a man who boozes by the company he chooses." And the pig got up and slowly walked away. The Pig, by an unknown author. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.